Time continues to fly by as we get ready to bid another summer farewell. Even with the pandemic, I got to be somewhat active and enjoy at least some back to normal living this summer. I hadn't been able to take any vacation time since 2018 or 2019, I can't even remember now. Between school, starting jobs, moving cities 3 times, and trying to get ahead, the time just sped by. In July, right before the forest fires took hold, I was able to visit one of my oldest and best friends in Vernon, BC. We went fishing, got out in the wilderness, hit some swimming holes, took in some top-notch food, and enjoyed each other's company. We hadn't been able to do that in a few years, and it was my first time visiting him there since he first moved to the Okanagan, probably 4 or 5 years ago. That was an incredible experience for me. I needed to get away. Unfortunately, about 2 days into my trip, the wildfires in the Okanagan started, and they were close by. I was fortunate that it wasn't as bad as it would become, so I can't say it hindered my trip that much. In May, for the first time, I was a best man at a wedding. After COVID-19 delayed the bride and groom's nuptials numerous times, 18 of their closest friends and family were able to gather at the bride's parents' unbelievable property just south of Innisfail. That was an experience that meant the world to me. The groom and I have been best friends for years. I know how close we were, but when he asked me to be his best man, I was still surprised. It must be a self-esteem thing. Getting the chance to stand beside him on his big day has been one of the honors of my life. Those were the 2 big events from my summer. Between those, a laundry list of documentaries, some reading, and attempting to get my life in post-pandemic order, it was probably the best summer I have had in a while. I learned a lot about myself. I somehow didn't butcher my best man speech. I caught my first fish at the age of 29. Although there were a lot of internal struggles and I, like many other during the pandemic, faced battles with mental health, being able to enjoy the summer the way I did helped me realize what changes need to be made. While internal reflection and relaxing are an important part of life, the summer put me in a space of motivation and hunger. I had a hard time with that during the pandemic. There is a lot on the horizon, and I am looking forward to the grind. Jordan Stricker, AirdreeToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at J_Strix.